All right, and that's the beautiful sounds of Mary Lou Lord, Thousand Points of Light, WMFO, and this is the show devoted to Carrie Brownstein and her memoir, Hunger Makes Me a Modern Girl. It's been a great show so far, and you know, it's funny, it's like the book is solely on her musical background. It really doesn't talk about Portlandia or anything with Fred Armisen. Like, he gets a little bit of a mention towards the end of the book, but that's really it, and there's nothing else. So that's kind of funny. I thought it would be, I kept on waiting for that part, for the something about the show, or at least, and then as I got closer to the end of the book, I was thinking, well, maybe it'll just be like a short chapter or a short little part, but she gives that short shrift, and I guess that's fine, really. It was more, a little more interesting anyway to hear about the music and her evolution and her struggles with depression and that sort of thing. Because I guess Portlandia is too much of like a crazy thrill ride, a different world, we might say. So before that, Slant 6, DC Punks, What Kind of Monster Are You? The 7-inch of the same name out on the Discord label. Kicking Giant, that's Rachel Cairns, great artist. That was She's Real from Alien ID. And we started the set off with Team Dresh. She's amazing from the Personal Best record. A lot of lesbian punk in here, but that's okay. Up next, Elliot Smith, Son of Sam. Another favorite of Carrie's, Thousand Points of, yeah, we're on a first name basis, Thousand Points of Light, WMFO.
No.
1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. And that was, finally, we got to hear some Slater Kinney after all that. Just like, you have to wait like 3 weeks for it. It's ridiculous. That was, excuse me as I back up a second, Little Babies. We heard two from Dig Me Out, great record. The other one was One More Hour before that. And this is 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO. And what's going on here is that we're having a show devoted to Carrie Brownstein and her memoir, Hunger Makes Me a Modern Girl. And it's a great book. I think it's, it's a kind of, not really a story as much as it's sort of like an autobiography. And so it's kind of a bit of a mixed bag, but it was a fun read. Before Slater Kinney, we had Elliott Smith, Son of Sam, from the record called Figure Eight. We started off the set with Mary Lou Lord, I Figured You Out, from Martian Saints, another contemporary of Carrie Brownstein's and Slater Kinney's, with from the Kill Rock Stars label. And up next is, we're going to hear from, I think what I'm going to do now is play another track from, they have a really cool song called I Want to Be Your Joey Ramone. We're going to hear that right now. Slater Kinney, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Yeah!
All right, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, Milkshake and Honey from Slater Kinney off their All Hands on the Bad One record, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and this is our Carrie Brownstein show, part two in a three-part series, actually. So if you tune in next week, you'll get to hear more from me on this incredible topic, inspired by my reading of her memoir called Hunger Makes Me a Modern Girl. And, you know, it's kind of funny to read all about her neuroses and... she broke out into hives and she went on tour, and there wasn't like a lot of like debauchery, so to speak. It was very controlled. Lots of cuddling in the hotel room, that sort of thing. Before that, Jenny from Dig Me Out, and then Hot Rock from The Hot Rock, also from Slater Kinney. And then we started the set off with Turn It On from the great Dig Me Out record. And we're in the middle of a Slater Kinney set, but I think I might be taking a break at this point right now to bring in some of the other artists that influenced her. Or were her contemporaries. And we're going to hear from Cat Power right now. This is Stuck Inside of Mobile with the Memphis Blues again from the I'm Not There soundtrack, a great record in its own right. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
your debutante just knows what you need, but I know what you really want. It all seems so well timed.
All right, that's Slater Kinney with Combat Rock, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and obviously a reference to The Clash. We played The Clash earlier, of course. Combat Rock, and track off of the One Beat record from the Kill Rock Stars on the Kill Rock Stars label. Before that, Not What You Want from Dig Me Out. We're hearing a lot of stuff from Dig Me Out. That's like our sixth track, but it's a strong record. Also on the Kill Rock Stars label, and then Jumpers, a song about actual jumpers, people jumping off the Golden Gate Bridge. Kind of a big deal, an emotional song for Carrie off of The Woods, 2005 release on Sub Pop. And before that, it was... Now, The Woods was... Now, let me check here for a second. The Woods was actually their last record before they broke up for 10 years, only to reunite last year. And they released No Cities to Love. And we're actually going to hear a track from No Cities to Love. That's going to be our last track of the evening here. We did start off the set with Cat Power, Stuck Inside of Mobile with the Memphis Blues Again, a great track from I'm Not There. Cat Power, a contemporary of Carrie Brownstein's. And so we played that one. One non-Slater Kinney track amongst like 12 or so. I made you wait an hour to hear all of the Slater Kinney, the great Slater Kinney stuff that I have and that we have here in the studio in our vaults. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. Aren't you happy you're not watching the debate? I know that I am. Anyway, let's wrap things up here. Price Tag, last track of the evening. I'll see you next week when we'll have the third in our three-part series devoted to Carrie Brownstein's memoir, Hunger Makes Me a Modern Girl. I'll see you next week here on 91.5 WMFO.